You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 10th, 2021. It's official from the White House. In the last few moments, the White House press secretary says President Biden will sign the $1.9 trillion, strike it, $2 trillion. I still am going to call it $2 trillion. COVID relief bill, his first major legislative victory. He will sign it into law at the White House Friday. Friday, he will be signing that into law. The press secretary says the bill text will be rechecked, printed, signed by appropriate leaders in the House and Senate. The House clerks delivered to the White House for the president's signature sometime tomorrow. And Friday, we will move forward, moving full speed ahead to implement it. Democrats have already labeled it historic and transformative, the most progressive package ever in U.S. history. Well, they're right about that. They just made sure that we added more to your children's and your grandchildren's debt for the future. With that bill, we now have spent $6 trillion on COVID relief. And we still, at this moment, even before he signs it come Friday, even while they were voting on this new bill today, we have $1 trillion already allocated, not spent. Make any sense to you? Of course it doesn't. You'd be using logic. Well, we have, of course, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, finally admitting, we are seeing overwhelming numbers of migrants rushing to the border. They're finally acknowledging that. And to that point, even CNN stepped up and said, the Biden administration has shattered a Trump-era record. DHS now holding 3,200 unaccompanied alien children, and adds the detention of these minors shatters the 2,600 held at the peak of the 2019 migrant surge, and many are being held beyond the 72-hour limit in facilities designed to hold large groups of adults. CNN is actually reporting that, and they're acknowledging they're being held in jail-like cells not designed for children. I'm like you. I'm appalled that CNN would actually start reporting on some legitimate news. By the way, the Border Patrol sector in Arizona, they say just at this facility, in our detention, we're showing a 500% occupancy over the adjusted capacity. 500% more. And with all these illegals coming across, you think with the concern about COVID, we'd be doing something to protect American citizens. Well, Congressman Michael Burgess, Republican of Texas, led for an amendment that we have these masks at least distributed to those coming across, and it got voted down. It was not part of the COVID relief bill. He and 22 other House Republicans did send a letter to the Department of Homeland Security Secretary stating, we want answers on how many coming across are testing positive, and then you're releasing into the U.S., The Senate, acting on the nomination of Judge Merrick Garland, voted 70-30, bipartisan support, as Merrick Garland is now the next attorney general. Dateline, Arkansas. Arkansas Governor Hutchinson signing a bill that will ban most abortions in his state, except those to save the life of the mother. And last evening, the Pentagon announced the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, is approving a U.S. Capitol Police request for a two-month extension of the National Guard troops through May 23. Currently, we have 5,000 troops in place. They're going to draw down to 2,300, but they're going to keep them in D.C. through May 23rd. Why? Well, because it looks good, because it shows that we're protecting against the terrorists that are known as Trump supporters and so forth, or might have claimed to be. And, of course, it all goes back to the January 6th assault on the Capitol. Democrats are using that as a bludgeon. And now the, how should I say, the, you know, that guy over there that oversees all that stuff over there, like Biden was saying the other day, when he couldn't remember, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, in charge of the Pentagon. Stand by for the rest of the hour.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air, so my thanks to John Bill Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I've seen this movie before, and it's all about deterrence. And when the green light's on and the messaging is, if you come, you can stay, they're going to come. I predict this. And by summer, you're going to see, as my governor just said, somewhere around 1 million people trying to get into this country illegally. And as I said before, it's ironic that you can get into this country illegally easier than you get a tour of this Capitol right behind me.
Congressman McCall of Texas, the Capitol right behind him, of course, still encircled by fence, guarded by National Guard troops for whatever might happen yet. Congressman McCall represents the 10th Congressional District of Texas. He said, I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends. Now, the 10th District is not right on the border. It encompasses a Houston suburbs, if you're familiar with the area, Katy, Cypress, Tomball, and reaches from the greater Houston area, the northwestern portion, to the greater Austin region. But in that area, they're still seeing a lot of illegals come through because once they get across the border farther to the south, and head in that direction, they're going to be passing through his area. But as he said, he's predicting that by the end of this summer, we will be seeing a total of 1 million illegals coming across. Not all at one time, just saying the total. He's not the only one that says this is going to go this way. Most of us have been expecting it and seeing it anyway. It is nothing new. And if you're looking for someone to blame, well, there's another congressman that has the answer for you. Congressman Michael Burgess, Republican of Texas.
If it's this bad in February, the figures were, about 100,000 for February, it gets worse it gets more pronounced as the weather gets warmer. So if it's 100,000 in February, it very likely could be 150 or 200,000 by the time we get to the month of May. Wow. Clearly, our systems are overwhelmed today, and you double those numbers, and what do you think you're going to get? Systems that are even more overwhelmed.
absolutely more overwhelmed. And there's some breaking news I want to share with you on that. By breaking, I'm saying I cannot believe this statement has been made by someone that's a Biden advisor. Now, you heard Congressman McCall say we could see a million coming through by the summer. And Congressman Burgess saying, yes, if we're seeing this in Feb, wait till we get into spring and so forth. We're going to see the rush continues. They both agree. They know they're down there. They're seeing it. And we couldn't get the White House to even acknowledge there's a problem until just a day or so ago when the Department of Homeland Security Secretary said, yeah, we are seeing a surge. They like that word, a surge. It's not like a tsunami. A tsunami will wipe you out. But this is a surge. And they have asked for volunteers to come forward to help the Border Patrol take care of these illegals coming across. They have the option. They have the option. No one's told them that, I guess. To just say, close the border. Nobody else comes across. You come across, we're shipping you back. They haven't done that. Yet, but they might. I'm not going to rule it out because at some point the pressure is going to get so much that maybe they will have to reconsider. So now comes a Biden advisor being quoted as admitting immigration policy of the Biden administration may have driven the migrant surge and encourage smugglers. That's what we've been saying forever. Forever. If you're just simply not going to have a border, you're going to have immigrants, illegals coming across constantly, and either in their midst or they will be carrying drugs given them by smugglers to bring across. Now, you'll have some folks say, well, most of the drugs coming in don't come that way. They come by trucks, hidden in trucks, things of that nature. But if you want to stop drugs, don't you want to stop all accesses? And, of course, we have the child trafficking, which is a bigger issue. I'll come to that in a moment. When I say bigger issue, I mean that we've got innocent children at risk, and it's not going to get easier for them either. But here we have the Southern Border Coordinator, Roberta Jackson, a Biden advisor, saying, we've seen surges before. Surges tend to respond to hope, and there was significant hope for a more humane policy after 4 years of pent-up demand. Where was the Trump administration inhumane? What, because they used, quote, the cages, the same ones that Obama used? Was it, quote, because they were separating children from adults because they were not sure if they really belonged to them and they want DNA testing? The same thing the Biden administration is doing now? Was it inhumane to put too many children into one area, which is happening even now under the Biden administration? I mentioned in our headlines a moment ago that even CNN and NN admitted the Biden administration already shattered a Trump record, DHS holding 3,200 unaccompanied alien children at this point. In the 2019 surge, there was 2,600 minors being held. 3,200, and it's going to increase. They have come across without a parent or an adult. So they're being held in, as even CNN describes, jail-like cells that are not designed for children. And they're trying to say, what do we do with them? And they're holding some of them well past the 72-hour court-imposed deadline to transfer children out of Border Patrol custody. But where are they going to put them? Who's going to take them? So now the Southern Border Coordinator, a Biden advisor, admits, yes, it's not a coincidence that the border crossing attempts spiked after Biden took office. Of course, it's not a coincidence. They made it very clear. We'll let you come on in. They weren't going to do anything to stop it. And when that signal goes out, it's like putting up the bat call. When it shows up in the sky, everybody knows what that means. And the illegals all the way down in Central America saw it. The coyotes and the cartels looking for a way to make some fast money, they saw it. And they all quickly rushed forward to take advantage of it. And they didn't want to miss any opportunity. Congressman Carlos Jimenez, Republican of Florida.
They're all saying, come to America. We'll let you in. And so, you know, the folks down in Central and South America, you know, they understand them. They got the message really quick. And that's why you have a crisis at the border. That's why Leader McCarthy is leading a delegation down to El Paso on Monday so we can see for ourselves what's actually happening. In my own district, they're looking at reopening a child detention center, you know, in Homestead, Florida. Why would they be doing that if there isn't a surge?
And there is a surge, as I told you. A Biden advisor, the Southern Border Coordinator, Roberta Jackson, admits there's a surge. DHS Secretary Mayorkas admitting there's a surge. And the Southern Border Coordinator is admitting we got smugglers and other stuff coming through as well. As she said, and I'm quoting her now, we are trying to walk and chew gum at the same time. We're trying to convey to everyone in the region that we have legal processes in the future, but at the same time, you cannot come through irregular means. And then she added in Spanish, the border is not open. That doesn't mean anything, because they're already on their way, and they've already been told. They're of the belief that if they get in the first 100 days of the Biden administration, they're not going to be deported. They already watched him and the others on stage raise their hand and say, who wants to do away with our borders and make it no longer a crime to cross the border? They know what was done. And they're putting themselves at risk, and in many cases are putting their children at risk. There are some in Central America or elsewhere that they want a better life for their children. What parent does not want a better life to their child? If you want a better life for your child, you'd do anything. And if you think the only way your child's going to have a better life is to be in America, I understand that. I fully understand that. Come to the border as they were doing. Stay south of the border until your case is adjudicated, if it's truly asylum. But if it's just a matter of economic improvement, that's not an asylum issue. I'm sorry to say, but I mean, there are millions all across the world that could use an improved life just by living here. But we can't take them all in, or we don't have any life for Americans. We have been a beacon to others, and we continue to be. And we bring in legals, and there are legals waiting in line to come in. And these folks are cutting in front of them, and the Biden administration has no problem with it. But the bigger issue, and the issue that should cut at your heart, is some of those coming across this border, how they're being not just used, but abused. Again, Florida Congressman Jimenez.
A lot of these children, unaccompanied children, are young girls. We don't know what happens to them when they get here. We suspect that many of them are being trafficked and are part of a human trafficking ring. And so, we're not doing them any favors with the rhetoric, with the policy, and with the proposed legislation.
No, we're not. Because as long as we begin to let them come in like that, then they're going to continue. And the cartels will use them. And some adults who want to come in, they've already been told, if you can get a child with you, you're more likely to get across the border. And you might even get to stay, because they can't handle everyone. If they've got, as I was stating for you a moment ago, 3,200 unaccompanied children right now in custody. And I will guarantee you, the moment this was put down as a story, the numbers went up immediately, and they continue. Previously, illegals coming in were swiftly returned to Mexico under emergency order, and then they would begin to process them to see if they had true asylum and if they could come across or not. But we're past that now with this Biden approach. Now, days ago, to help along Texas, the Texas governor was saying he's sending the state's National Guard and troops to some of the high-risk areas of the U.S.-Mexico border. He said, we support legal immigration, but will not be an accomplice to the open border policies that cause rather than prevent a humanitarian crisis in our state and endanger the lives of Texans. And there will be ranchers across southern Texas and between one city and the southern border that will begin to find more and more bodies. They were brought in by the coyotes and just abandoned, ran out of water, food, had nothing to take care of, and especially the kids. Especially the kids. This is assuming they're actually coming here to be an American citizen at some point and a better life. But getting here, being handled by the coyotes, you don't know what that child suffered to get here or where it goes from here. And you want another example of what you need to keep in mind? Congressman Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas again.
President Biden says he wants us to be humane. He has actually created a humanitarian crisis. These poor children, they get trafficked all the way up that dangerous, you know, route. And now we don't have enough detention space to put them in. And then you got the COVID crisis down there as well. I think they have created this Biden border crisis. They need to fix it.
They do need to fix it. And when you've got a Biden administration advisor admitting, yeah, our policy has created this, that we, and her words, may have driven the migrant surge, may have encouraged smugglers. There is no may. You did. You did encourage it. And you continue. And until you send word, as she said in Spanish, the border is closed, till you make that clear and you start enforcing it. By the way, a lot of the left want to see them come in because they want to make them members of labor unions. They think they in turn will be more votes. Well, we're going to get into that and more when we continue in the next segments. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow that Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think we've got opportunities across the country, but clearly we're going to pick up Georgia, we're going to pick up Arizona, we're going to pick up New Hampshire, we're going to pick up Nevada, but I think we have opportunities all across the country. There's 14, you know, Democrat seats up, and I think we can get quite a few of them.
Well, those are the words of Senator Rick Scott of Florida. He made those statements previously at the CPAC meeting, but I wanted to put them back in play because we've been talking about how elections have consequences. And we're seeing it today with this massive $2 trillion relief package passed. While we still have a trillion in the previous packages, it hasn't been spent. And 9% at the maximum of this $2 trillion bill actually helps with COVID relief. The rest of it going for all special interest. Everything from Planned Parenthood to arts and institutions to the American Indian language. So here's Florida Rick Scott saying that he does believe the Republican Party will flip blue Senate seats to red in at least four states in the 2022 midterms. And that's critical. There are members of Congress, Democrats, who voted on this bill today that are going to have a hard time possibly substantiating with their constituents that it was a good idea. Because it's not going to help them, and it's coming at a great cost, a great cost. We'll break it down some more of that in the next segment coming up. Some have been trying to say there's going to be a civil war inside the Republican Party. Well, Scott says the civil war is canceled. The Republican civil war is canceled. We're going to focus on issues. If you look across the country, what people are talking about, where are we going? They're not talking about where we've been. I think that's what we need to do. Now, Trump has already made it clear and threatening to sue either the RNC and others if they are using his name and picture and image in some of their campaigns. It's not that he doesn't want it to be used. He does not want it to be used to support candidates that he thinks do not stand for what he believes the nation should be. And Donald Trump Jr. had said that he would be willing to back primary challenges against incumbent Republican senators. He didn't name specifics, but he said there will be plenty of incumbent Republicans will be challenged. He said, I don't think we have to blindly support establishment candidates that don't do anything. He said it's a mistake. These failing candidates who had no charisma, no personality, no political chops get in the line just simply because they've been there for a few years. So that kind of nonsense has to go, and that's what we're going to do. That is exactly why Donald Trump sent word out, you're not going to be able to use my name and image just as you choose to support rhinos. Rhinos being Republican in name only. You're not going to use it. Of course, Mitt Romney's not up for re-election, but somebody like that would clearly, he does not want to have anything that would support him if his name appears with it. And when you look at what happened at that CPAC meeting down in Orlando, the reaction for the crowd as Trump showed up, the enthusiasm was again electrifying compared to what we've seen with in the past during the campaigns with the Biden enthusiasm. I never saw any enthusiasm in the Biden campaign. None. And yet, the guy wins. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now as to how legitimate it was or it wasn't. It's done. What we need to do is focus going forward. 2022. Elections do have consequences. And if you don't like the way things are going right now with this latest bill of $2 trillion being shoved down your throat, put up on your back, your children's back, your grandchildren's back, and they will do more if they can to transform this nation, not make it better, transform it, then you realize that 2022 is essential. And from there, 2024. I mentioned a moment ago that some of those pushing all this COVID relief and the illegals to come in, what they're really trying to do is also use illegals to get into unions, take control of the unions in place of American citizens. There's already pushback. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Not a yes, sir. Not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, 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 thunder,
thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder, thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Congress's foremost duty today is to help the millions of hurting American workers recover their lost jobs and wages. Madam Speaker, this bill prevents us from fulfilling that duty and instead prioritizes the interest of illegal immigrants and union bosses. I'm the grandson and son of proud union members, and my brother works at the same factory in Northeast Indiana and belongs to the same union that my dad and grandfather and uncles and cousins and many others have as well. So let me tell you, it's a travesty that Democrats think that people who broke our nation's laws deserve the same labor rights as they do.
Those are the words of Congressman Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana. He is chairman of the Republican Study Committee. He was talking about the PRO Act. PRO, P-R-O, Protecting the Right to Organize. And in the legislation, he said, what we're going to have here is giving illegals the same rights as Americans when it comes to dealing with unions. As you heard him say, he was proud to point out his family has a rich history of working with labor unions. So it's not against unions. It's mainly the union bosses who hope to get something special out of the deal. And, of course, the leftist Democrats who think the more we get inside these unions, the bigger control we will have over a union that might not think our way. So There's Congressman Banks saying it is a travesty that illegal aliens should have the same labor rights as union workers. Any labor workers out there, union workers who would agree with that, raise both hands. Not if you're driving. Don't do that. Don't do that if you're driving. I doubt that any member of a labor union, whatever your union is willing to say, well, we're going to let illegals in. Now, they may try to convince you, well, if they come in and they pay dues and it lessen your dues. I bet it will not lessen your dues. What do you think? And who do you think is going to get starting getting preferential treatment down the road? And you worked to get there. You went through your apprenticeship or whatever involved. Maybe you don't want to belong to a union. Maybe you're somewhere where you don't want anyway, but now you're going to have illegals competing under the banner of a union where you're trying to work. That exists anyway between union and non-union workers. But now when you add illegals who are not even American citizens, obviously, to just flat come in and have labor rights that other Americans get. So here was Congressman Jim Banks, Republican of Indiana, talking about this bill because he was arguing this is not the right thing to do, that this will hurt legal workers.
This bill, as written, would lessen American citizens' union voting power and hand it to people who aren't even here legally or who are legally employed. It goes against the very purpose of unions, providing a forum where American workers can have a voice. This bill would disempower American workers by drowning out their voices to the benefit of illegal immigrants.
And that's the key again. That's the key. And leftists have no problem with transforming our nation like that. If they think there's a vote to be counted in the future, they want that. They want that one right there. Well, you might lose some of the others. No, we think not. Or if we get enough numbers in, we don't really care about losing those. You want a perfect example? I'll be very candid with you. Very candid. Who do you see? What? Let me put it this way. What, quote, minority group do you see the left really promoting and advocating and speaking for and fighting for now? Black or brown? Start there. Yeah, you know, many black Americans, you're being ignored right now because they got you. They think they've got you. They don't need to do anything else for you. So they're not going to. Now, the brown that are coming in, they're growing in more and more numbers, even legal numbers. How do you think they're going to get control of Texas? They've already got El Paso, City of Austin, some other little spots in Texas. Blue, now trying to roll the whole state into purple and then total blue. They're not counting on black votes that much anymore. They've already walked away from you. I'm sorry, but that's the candid fact. That is exactly what they're doing. The golden prize right now are illegals. So here's Congressman Banks again, arguing last night that this amendment is not right. It's got to be changed. He wanted to send it back to the House Education Labor Committee with instructions that would include a provision that would ban illegal aliens from communications and working with a labor union. He said, otherwise, you're going to definitely help only illegals and the union bosses. I want you to hear again as he's beginning to, his time is running out, as he's trying to make his point. And, of course, they call time on him, as they do with everyone if they're actually watching the clock. Sometimes they overlook it if a Democrat's speaking. But he's trying to say, I've got a simple amendment that could help. Will you just hear me out? Here we go again.
The amendment I propose is simple. Individuals who are not eligible to work in our country should not be contacted or courted by labor leadership. If my Democratic colleagues insist on moving forward with this bill without my amendment, they wouldn't be protecting Americans' right to organize. They would be prohibiting American workers from organizing as a distinct group. The Democrat Party,
the gentleman's time has expired.
The interest of American workers at heart.
The gentleman is recognized.
The Democrat Party claims to have the best interest of American workers at heart. So please, prove it. I urge all of my colleagues to vote yes on the motion to recommit, and I yield back the balance of my time.
Yeah, you could hear them yelling, get off, your time's up, you're over, done. By the way, one Democrat from Virginia who voted against that motion that would block labor unions from encouraging illegals to join the labor unions, Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger of Virginia, voted in favor of it last year. Last year, she was all in favor of it. But this time around, I guess somebody got to her and said, no, don't vote that way anymore. So she didn't. So despite, as you heard Congressman Banks saying, just accept my amendment, or at least let's just get this back to the House Education Labor Committee. It didn't put in a provision that would ban illegal aliens from communications and working with a labor union, would ban labor unions from recruiting illegals, do something to protect Americans who are already here. Otherwise, we have a travesty that illegal aliens will have the same labor rights as union workers. He made it very clear. He said the bill as written would lessen American citizens' union voting power and hand it to those who are not legally employed. It would drown out American workers and their voices to benefit illegal immigrants. I don't know your stance on labor unions, which side you're on. Some unions have been very good for their people. Some are so-so. Some have outlived their usefulness. Some have abused their labor union members. And others, they've stepped up and helped them at a time when they really needed it. But does it seem right, regardless of your stance, that illegals can come into this country and suddenly have the same rights? That's just a labor union. We're not even talking about the rest of the things they're already giving them. The vote, that's the big thing as far as the Democrats are concerned. We are going to get them the vote. That's why if we don't really watch how we move forward into this next election, if we don't make sure that we watch and monitor and properly handle the election in 2022, it's going to be another nail in the coffin for 2024. Well, so what happened? After Congressman Banks made his impassioned plea to just protect American workers, what happened? They took a vote on it. They dealt with the amendment he presented. 206 votes voted in favor of his motion. 206 GOP votes. Those against, 218 all Democrats, including the Democrat from Virginia who had previously thought it was a good idea to protect American workers. So now she's also in favor of letting illegals have the same union rights as legal American workers. We'll take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear a clip from Brian Williams of NBC. And what he says is atrocious, shocking, a slander, but he thinks it's a joke. He's going to be talking about what happened January 6th and linking what happened January 6th to actual terrorism. I want you to hear it. We'll break it down for you. So get ready. After the break, Brian Williams of NSNBC. Yes, the same former NBC anchor who lied and ended up losing his job. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Got a black man.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
They're children today, but they could easily be terrorists tomorrow. As embarrassing and as painful it would be for Biden administration, they need to understand that what Trump did on the border worked.
Yes, but will they be terrorists as effective as the ones we saw on 1-6 when they took our capital?
Wow. That's Brian Douglas Williams, anchor with MSNBC, posing as an American journalist. He wants to equate what Senator Graham was talking about, terrorists coming across our border, mixed in with the illegals, and we have known this. We have already had numerous reports that some of those coming across, they're not from Central America. They're not from South America even, certainly not Mexico. They're not even from Cuba nearby. Some are from the Mideast. They realize that if I want to get into the U.S. quicker, if I just get to Mexico or somewhere there and make my way north to the border with the U.S., I'll be able to get in with everyone else. I'll be posing as them. My, you know, skin color is very close if I'm Middle Eastern, so I'll be able to get in. And what Senator Graham was pointing out, if we're not careful what we're doing down there, we are letting not just illegals in and not just those who might be gangsters and not just drug smugglers, but we might also be, and of course, in addition to COVID, we might actually be letting, because we're not doing the proper job, letting terrorists in, real terrorists. And here came Brian Williams to make a connection to that, the terrorist, similar to what we saw with the Capitol. Now, he later went on and kind of said, in seriousness, I'm talking, you know, he tried to move away from it. But he's already made the statement, hasn't he? Typical of the left. Make a little statement, say something, and then say, all kidding aside. Let me remind you of the history of Brian Williams. And I need to correct something I said a moment ago. I said that he was fired from NBC. I am wrong. I use the wrong term. He was suspended for 6 months. There's a big difference. My bad. I will apologize right here. He's now hosting the 11th Hour with Brian Williams on MSNBC. But from 2004 to 2015, he was the anchor and managing editor of NBC Nightly News, the evening news on NBC. He won a Peabody Award for coverage of Hurricane Katrina. He and along with NBC News crews in general, he accepted on behalf of the organization. But then he was suspended because of a misrepresenting events, as they describe it, while covering the Iraq War in 2003. So he got suspended in Feb 2015. In June 2015, he was demoted to breaking news anchor for MSNBC. So they never let him back. So my term fired is not that far off, but I just wanted to clarify it. He is the one who claimed he was in a chopper, and I think we got hit by a rocket. I think you'd know if you got hit by a rocket, but he was making up a story to make himself sound macho. So with that in mind, let's hear once again from Brian Williams in response to Senator Graham, how he wants to kind of play around and claim that what happened at the Capitol, as atrocious as it was, as bad as it was, he wants to link it to actual terrorist activities as a jihadist. Go ahead.
They're children today, but they could easily be terrorists tomorrow. As embarrassing and as painful it would be for Biden administration, they need to understand that what Trump did on the border worked.
Yes, but will they be terrorists as effective as the ones we saw on 1-6 when they took our capital?
There's no defending that. Not even going to try. I will let you hear California Governor Gavin Newsom again. You got to hear it in the previous hour. But for those who missed it, you got to hear his State of the State address, at least a part of it, because he's facing a recall. California Governor.
And I just want you to know, we're not going to change course just because of a few naysayers and doomsdayers. So to the California critics out there who are promoting partisan political power grabs with outdated prejudices and rejecting everything that makes California truly great, we say this. We will not be distracted from getting shots in arms and our economy booming again. This is a fight for California's future.
It's a fight for his future. They have 2 million signatures 500,000 more than they need on a recall petition to force a recall election in the coming months to make the governor defend again that he has a right to stay in office. And he says, we have critics, naysayers about what we're doing here. Yeah, you do. And they're inside your state and they're outside your state. And they're looking at what you're doing to that state, just a total lockdown still. We need to figure out a way, and it may happen, it may happen, where Newsom and New York Governor Cuomo are put in the same boat and pushed out on the ice floe. Oh, I'm sure they'll come back because, you know, global warming will come in and save them. They don't need to worry about that. Don't worry about it. As always, we appreciate you listening. Don't forget, you can hear the podcast at Larry Connors USA Facebook or go to LarryConnorsUSA.com. Get a free subscription. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.